Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Hi there. Today, I'm excited to guide you through implementing systems for empowering your employees through continuous learning and skill development. So let's kick off this episode with a tip. Invest in your team's growth. Employee training and development programs are not just expenses. They're investments in your company's future and its success. So by equipping your team with the skills and the knowledge that they need to excel, you are laying the foundation for a thriving and innovative workplace culture. So when you are looking at implementing effective training and development programs, first you want to tailor your programs to meet the specific needs and the goals of your team and your team members. So conduct assessments to identify where your employees could benefit from additional training or skill development, what programs could benefit them the most, and then create these and design these programs accordingly. Another best practice is to offer a variety of learning modalities to accommodate, you know, the different learning styles and preferences that we find within our teams. So this could include things like in-person workshops, online courses, mentorship programs, on-the-job training opportunities. And this flexibility and this choice really does empower your employees to take ownership of their learning journey and to maximize their potential. So this culture that we're trying to build of continuous learning and growth within our organization encourages employees to pursue professional development, employees to share knowledge and best practices with their colleagues, and then to celebrate those achievements and milestones together along the way. So creating this supportive learning environment, you will inspire a sense of loyalty and engagement among your team members. And this ultimately leads to better skilled employees, which leads to better output from these employees, and then increased business efficiency. When thinking about implementing training and development programs, think about defining clearly the learning objectives and the goals. So you want to determine what are the specific skills or competencies that you want your employees to develop through the program, and then establish kind of measurable outcomes to track that progress. You want to allocate resources and a budget for training initiatives. So invest in quality training materials or instructors or technology platforms to support your program effectively. Consider partnering with external training providers or industry experts so that you bring standardized expertise or specialized expertise to your team. Develop a structured curriculum if you need to. Again, take a look at your own specific business and see what you can take from all of this to implement a good system. But you want to have a learning path for employees to follow. You want to outline the sequence of training modules or courses that they should complete to achieve the learning goal. and then provide the guidance, provide the support throughout the learning journey, offer feedback, offer coaching, offer mentoring to help employees maybe overcome some challenges and to stay motivated. Lastly, you want to evaluate the effectiveness of your training and your development programs on a regular basis. Get feedback from your employees, from the participants themselves, to assess the learning outcomes, to track key metrics such as employee performance improvements or retention rates. Use this data to refine or to enhance your programs over time so that they remain aligned with your business's evolving needs and your objectives. This commitment to training and development can boost your employee engagement, their morale, and even the job satisfaction. And so you'll find that if you invest in your employees, they'll invest in you. And then this leads to higher retention rates, a more productive workforce, and ultimately, it strengthens your company's competitive advantage and positions you for long-term success. So training and development programs are quite helpful in cultivating a skilled and motivated and, most importantly, an engaged workforce. And so this can help you unlock your team's full potential and ultimately drive your business forward. Thanks for tuning in to today's BK Talks Business. Until next time, take care. Bye.